can see the taillights headed out the drive. I pull myself together and pour a strong one. It's gonna be a long, long night. Hanging so neatly on the wall, looking at that perfect family portrait, not knowing who those people are.
About your song, Where Did You Go?
So, as I had mentioned before, I was married. My first marriage, it fell apart. And when my husband left, my kids were very young. My son was not quite five, and my daughter was not quite one, or just over one. And it was really hard. It was a really, really hard time. And that song is all about that. I mean, I didn't know what happened. I couldn't quite figure it out, you know, what exactly went wrong and when it went wrong. So that one I wrote quite a few years ago. I actually enlisted the help of my brother, who, in my opinion, is the best guitar player I have ever heard. Mm-hmm. He helped me out on that one, enlisted a friend of his, Larry Smith, in Ontario there, and he was able to bring my ideas together, and he plays on it. And Larry was the one that helped put the song in a demo form for me. And yeah, I absolutely love that song. The first thing that I thought of when I wrote that song was I wanted it to come across as, you know, really dark and stormy and, you know, that pull at your heartstrings kind of thing. And I think, you know, I think it really did turn out that way. I really like that song.
When do you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing, recording, or up on a stage performing?
Oh, stage. And the funny thing is that I am so nervous. It doesn't matter how many times I go out there and do this, I am nervous every time. And it could be just, I think it's a combination of nervousness, but it's also excitement and, you know, and just that feeling of drawing off the crowd and just getting up there and doing your thing. And yeah, I love it. So once I'm up there, though, it is really hard to get me off. I always think it's like, you know, you got to get one of those big hooks to kind of, you know, off the stage. But yeah, I love it. I absolutely love performing.
You've performed in all kinds of different venues, from coffee houses to festival main stages. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really special one for you?
I don't know if they're all kind of, well, they're all special because I get to do, like I said, what I love to do. And I so appreciate the fact that, you know, we all have busy lives. You know, we could, there's like 1,000 different things that we could do in a day or a night. And the fact that these people come out to see you, right? They chose to come and see this. It just warms my heart because they're the reason that I'm able to do it. So I really, every performance that I've done, whether it's to a crowd of, you know, 5 or a crowd of 50 or 100, I just appreciate the fact that they are there to listen, to go through the experience of these songs. And I absolutely adore it. I love it. And I appreciate that whole part of it. So I honestly cannot really pinpoint one, you know, performance that outstands the rest. I think they're all very much equal because of those people that are there to enjoy it.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months? I understand you've got a new song in the works.
Yes, very excited about this. It's another song that I got to collaborate with my mother, write with my mother, Shirley Gillison. And as most of these songs that we write together start, you know, it comes up with, hey, I was thinking, and she, you know, ends up sending me something or I end up sending something to her. This song, I'm really so excited about. It's called Smoky Old Bar Rooms. It is about as country as you can get it. I mean, if you think country music, this is it. This is, you know, it's telling a story. It's, you know, pulling on the heartstrings. It's just, yeah, I'm really excited about it. The other thing that I'm really excited about is I got to work with a different producing couple, Tom Samulak and Molly Brown, who both are Canadian, but are actually working in Nashville. They produced, they played on this track, and I am so excited about it. It comes out May 11th. The other cool thing about it is it's going to be my first music video. My husband and I, you know, we've been talking about it for a number of years, and we're like, you know, we got to do this, we got to do it. And this seemed to be the right song, the right time, the right momentum. And yeah, so we're going to be releasing the music video as well as the single. And I'm stoked. I'm so, so excited.
Where can we find you online to keep track of your new releases?
So for everything Trina, I like to say, my website, you know, if there's going to be links there, there's links to the music that's already out there. It's trina.ca, so trena.ca. I have a YouTube channel as well. In the beginning, I went by Trina Spears, I kind of go by Trina and Trina Spears. So, you know, you can look me up that way too. Facebook page, I'm on Spotify, pretty much anywhere where you can listen to your music, download your music, you'll find me. And on May 11th, that release, Smoky Old Barrooms, will be everywhere, and I really hope people really enjoy it, because I had an awesome time, you know, writing it, recording it, and like I said, the music video as well. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be really cool.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Stay In Here. What can you tell me about that one?
Stay In Here was one of those, sometimes you wake up in the morning and you're just like, you know what, everything is just at you, right? As soon as you wake up, you're just like, oh, this day is going to be, you know, crazy, or it's just, things are just really weighing you down. And that song is about it not taking over, you know, my life, not taking control. I have control, and I will continue to have control. And I may lose it a little bit, but you know, I'm gonna find my way back on my feet again, and I'm gonna go forward. There's nothing out there that is going to bring me down or stop me, because I just won't let it. And that's what that song was.
Great inspirational message, Trina. Thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
That was really cool. Thank you.
been knocked down, got back up, brushed it off, standing.